Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the delightful new children's book, Welcome Home, by John Lieske, Paul Manoa, Rick and his rabbit walk across the gardens every day until one day his little rabbit runs away to discover new adventures and meet new creatures. As he wanders the great big world, he realizes he misses his home and desperately wants to return to Rick. But what if he can't find him? What if the little rabbit is lost? What will he do? You'll find out in the book Welcome Home. Jolieske Palma-Noah, known as Noah or Jolly, has always been a writer, having won a poetry contest as a child. In his free time, he enjoys music, a talented songwriter and singer. His YouTube videos have thousands of views. Also enjoys photography and painting. Currently resides in Coral Gables, Florida. Jolieske Palma-Noah, author of Welcome Home, is our guest on This Week in America. Jolly, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you. And it's an honor for me also to be sharing this time for you.
Well,
thank you
it's
for
our
that
pleasure.
Beautiful introduction.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure to have you here. There's so much to talk about. And I love this book. There's so many messages and done such a charming, delightful way in the book, Welcome Home. Let's start with, I understand this is your first book for kids. Why this one for the first book? What was it about this story, this audience that interested you in writing Welcome Home?
Well, many years ago, I was thinking to write a book for kids, and then I was so happy and I just sit down and start writing. And it's always a funny fascination for me to write for books for kids. So this story is something that is always have conquered me, related to when you feel that you are out of your home, how you feel. And I tried to put myself into this story, and it's something that happened with the rabbit. So it was lost, and then it was found. So
it's a cute story, and as you're reading this to children, and there's so many elements that you can talk about, and the book is just beautifully written and presented. The book is Welcome Home by Jolieske Palma-Noah. His website is Jolieske, that's Jolieske.com. Book available at BarnesandNoble.com, at Amazon, all the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go right to his website. What would you like to have happen with this book, Welcome Home? What do you hope is the outcome of the book, sort of the takeaway and the message this leaves the readers?
Well, hopefully I'm going to see that the book is going to get to every hand, and it's my wish also. So I would like to see this book in every kid's hands, and I would like to see the kids loving the book as the same thing with every people who is watching this program today. So I would like to see that they get the book, read the book, and show the book to their kids. So I would like to see this book spread in every country, every hand. So,
you know, that's interesting because this is a universal message. This is not just designed for children
Thank
in
you.
The United States. It's an international message. Will you eventually have this published in other languages, available in other countries as well?
Not so far, but I'd like to see the book translated into other languages, like maybe into Spanish, because it was written in English since the beginning. But I'd like to see maybe translated to German, Spanish, I don't know, Russian, other
yes.
languages.
Well, the book is, as you mentioned, you'd like to see this in the hands of all the young children. This would be a great mm-hmm. family book edition for the library, a book that children can read. You can read with the child. You can pass down to grandchildren. You can pass out to kids in the neighborhood Christmas time when you're giving something away. Great for a school library as well, to be suggested if you're a teacher or a child in a early grade level to mention this to the teacher. There are messages they can talk about presented in a very delightful way. This is the promotion. Promotion is being coordinated by King Pages Press, and we thank them for arranging the interview today. What would you like to do to promote this? maybe go across the country and do a tour in talking about Welcome Home?
Well, if I got this chance, I will be so happy, because traveling is something that I really love in my life. So if I got this chance of being in every city promoting this book, and at the same time seeing the places, and that would be amazing, you know, because it has a message about love, and about the need that people need of faithful love. So,
and it comes
through. I'd
like
to see you traveling and promoting this.
Yeah, that would be nice. It would give you a little, maybe a travelogue for your next book, and give you a chance to talk about the benefits of Welcome Home, and why families and young children in particular would like this book. What was the inspiration? Where did this particular story come? Is this anything relatable in your life?
Maybe it was something that I did. It was not my intention. I was not thinking about, okay, let me get this story. Let me write about this. No, it was something that I did maybe unconsciously. But it's not something that I sit down one day and start writing. But once the book was done, and once the book was writing, I realized that it looks like a little bit like a prodigal son. And it reminds me a lot, because this little rabbit was a kind of lost, and then it was found, and it was like when you are being searched by God, and when you are found. So it got a kind of message of love, and when you are lost and you are found. But it was not something that I did intentionally.
Well, it's interesting, because there are real life situations there as you're reading this book, as your child is reading the book. If the child brings it home, go through it with them. There are some powerful messages in Welcome Home. The author is Jolieski Palma Noah. His website is jolieski.com, Jalieski. Information there. You can order the book there. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's talk a little bit about...
Yes, please, get the book.
Well, yeah, that's why we're talking here. It's fun talking with Jolly, but it's more fun if you go respond and get a copy of the book and share it with members of the family. What are you hoping? You touched on it a little bit. Maybe some of the themes, some of the messages. What do you hope the takeaway is for the child? And if this is an interaction with their parents, from the parent's standpoint as well, what do you hope the takeaway is with the reader?
Well, it's a strong message for between the parents and the kids and the children, because they show the kids the need of being reading, because reading is a need that every child have to be, because when you read, you get into new worlds, and it's something that makes your mind to grow up into new ideas, new sensations, imagination. And this book make you feel that you are into a new world, different with emotions. So every character is different. So you can have that into your kids' mind. And it's good if you introduce this kind of reading ideas into your kid.
I might mention, as we're doing this interview, a video version of this is available as well. This is going to be on YouTube. You can just Google this, go to YouTube, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You click on videos, and this video will come up as we're talking with our guest on the program, Jolieski Palma Noah. And you get information there on the book. We've got all of that, and on our website you can actually order it from Jolly's website as well. You touched on something that was so important: reading for children, reading to young children, reading with young children. Talk about that, because it sounds like, did you have that as a child? Were you encouraged to read as a child?
Yeah, since I remember myself trying to read something. I remember reading everything, even piece of small newspapers, everything. I was reading a lot, and that helped me a lot, because every time that I need something, that I need to think about something, I just have the idea that I need and that I needed. And it's something, reading is amazing. It's amazing because even give you that sensation that you feel confident, you know, you feel confident because you, it's like if you, you know, every situation in your life that you are like more prepared for every scenario. So reading in my life was something that I really enjoyed and prepared myself to the future since I was a kid. So since I remember myself, I remember reading and trying to read. Even when I'm not have the feeling of reading, I was trying to push myself to read, to learn more. And that's what my advice for every parent to trying to make their kids to read and enjoy the reading. Mm-hmm.
This is an enjoyable process. Visually, it's an attractive story. From a standpoint, from the text, of course, it's a very important story. It will capture your child's attention. Messages there as well, besides being entertainment. The book is Welcome Home. Jalieske Pullman Noah is the author, our guest on the program. I mentioned as a child, you won a poetry contest. As a child, I ran away from poetry. You ran towards it and received an honor. What was it about poetry that it captured your attention at the time?
Well, I was a kind of magic in poetry, and I don't know, in my country, which is Cuba, they got Jose Marti, but I also remember Edgar Allan Poe, which is American author, and I read all kind of poetry because I really enjoy the universe, the stars, the moon. And I was a kid, I have that contest in my country, and I wrote a poetry about the moon, and that poetry won the contest, and it was a contest that it was on TV, national TV. Fantastic. And I got the first place.
Fantastic. Do you find that with Thank poetry, you. It sort of gives you a better awareness of your surroundings? You mentioned nature, you mentioned the moon. Some of us sometimes go through life and we really don't pay a lot of attention to that. And I talk to people who do poetry and they really sort of look at the world a little differently, maybe with more enjoyment than the rest of us do. Do you find that with poetry, that it slows things down a little bit and gives you an appreciation for what's around you?
Yeah, the poetry makes you be like more sensible about everything.
Yes.
So when you read poetry, you feel like you are more enjoyable in yourself and everything surrounding yourself. So you become like more sensible for every detail that maybe you are not sensible before. And because you start paying attention into the details. So that's the poetry, you know. Attention to the detail. So when you are a kid and you're trying to read poetry, even it doesn't have to be like a strong poetry, because you got poetry that is a kind of more like you need to think a little bit
oh, yes.
more, and you got that poetry, it's like more like beautiful, you know, more not complicated. So if you start to read that poetry that is not so strong and you are a kid, you become more like sensible, I think.
Well, I believe that to be true. And you said something there complicated. And I want to go back to the story Welcome Home by our guest on the program, Jalieske Pullman Noah. When you're writing a children's book, you really need to write at their level. How challenging is that when you take these concepts and you put it on paper and you you go back and maybe rework it. So I'm not using a lot of words. I'm using effective words, getting the message across without being, you know, too wordy and losing their attention, because you've got a gift for that. You tell the story, you move it along. It's better. It's very entertaining story. How challenging is that to write for a young child?
It's a total inspiration. So you don't sit down, at least in my case, so you don't sit down and you say, hey, I'm gonna start writing this book. So you are just one day in a place and you are not taking control of the situation. So you just start thinking about story and you take note into the words, into the situations, and you start writing and writing, and you don't know what's gonna be the end. You just start writing, and you have to. I remember when I started writing this history, I started thinking about the moments when the rabbit was escaping from the house, and I was living the moment with the rabbit. So it was the rabbit, and at the same time, it was me living every single minute. So I was trying to put myself into the story, and I really enjoyed doing that. It was very enjoyable.
Well, and it pays off, too, because the story is believable, and it's entertaining, and I love to find out the process of what a writer goes through in creating, and that's what Jolly has done with this. We've got a few minutes left in the program. I mentioned a very talented singer-songwriter. You've got three videos that I found up on YouTube, Sexy, Killing Me, Pain and Love. Talk about that. You're a gifted musician as well. Are you working on any new music now?
Well, in this moment, I'm not. But I got those videos, and it was something that I did for the first time as well. And I've never have composed anything in my whole life. So I started writing and said, oh, let me do this. And I got into the process. And when I got the results, I really enjoyed the results, because it was the kind of pop music. And people say, oh, that's remind me to the pop music from the 80s, from the 90s.
Yes.
And it was really enjoyable, at least for myself. But I got those videos on YouTube. So go there and watch them.
Well, you know, you think that'd be neat, and you post the videos, and then I'm sure you're thinking, at least for a fraction of a second there, what if they don't like them? Because I've just put myself out there, and they can do a thumbs up, they can do a thumbs down. Everybody thumbs up. I mean, you had thousands of people that have liked the videos. What was that like, getting that? You know, you put it out there not knowing. You think you're doing okay, and suddenly people are going, I really like this guy. What did that feel
honestly, I'm a person that I think that everything comes in the right moment, in the right time. So I see myself creating, I see myself composing, and I see myself preparing to the moment when I have the chance to share all that I have done. So what I do in life, sometimes I put a video, I put a music, I'm putting a story, hoping for that moment. And that's maybe what had happened with these videos. Maybe you don't have like too many views and things, because I haven't put like a strong ideas in promoting those music, because I have focused myself in being creating.
Yes.
And waiting for the moment, and hopefully I'm gonna have that moment one day. But for me, it's more important to create, to get everything more perfectionated, you know, more perfect. And then, you know, that's why maybe you don't find that. But the music is very, very, I put a lot of time composing the music, thinking about the rhymes and everything. So
well, you're
I recommend the people to go and watch and listen to them.
Well, you're a storyteller in music as well as on the printed page. You've really done a nice job, and you can tell you put time and thought into the music videos that you'll find on YouTube. A minute or so left here at the end. What's next for you? You've got so many avenues out there, so many potential roads you can take here with your career. What are you working on now?
Well, this moment I'm working in many, many projects. I have the book, I have other books, And I have music. I have a lot of music. So hopefully I'm going to find those music created in more professionally created. And then, yeah, I'm working a lot. Yes, I see myself working and being myself promoted. I see myself going everywhere, being happy, sharing my talent.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you're doing an excellent job with this, and it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. Take a little bit of time here at the end. What message would you like to leave to the audience and the children who are watching at this moment about the book Welcome Home? What would you like to say to a potential reader?
Well, the message for them is no matter how lost, you seem to be on your way. There will always be someone who will look for you with true and faithful love. So no matter how lost you feel in your life, you're going to have always someone looking for you, someone who is really interested in your things, in your projects, in everything related to you. And that person, that entity, God, what people could think it is, for me, is God, you know, a person, a loved one, that you're going to have always someone with that true love, faithful love. And that's why my message today is the love is real, the faithful love is real, and this story is about love and about faithful love and believing love.
Well said. Yes, I couldn't find a better way to wrap up our conversation today. It's been so much fun to have Jalieski Palma Noah, our guest on the program. This book is called Welcome Home. Now, his website is jalieski.com, jalieski.com. Book available by Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And if you're spelling the name to Google it, it's very simple, Jalieski, and I spell that Jalieski, Palma, Palma, Noah, Noa. Or just Google in Welcome Home, and the book will come up, and you'll be able to find it and order it there as well. Or go to Jolly's website, and you'll be able to find information there as well. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Love to do this again. Thank you so much. Congratulations
so
on
happy.
The success of Welcome Home, and hopefully you'll travel around the country and come back and talk
yes.
about it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me today. It's an honor for me.
It has been our pleasure. Book is Welcome Home. You'll find it at Jalieski's website, jalieski.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.